Islam is an unknown to many people in the United States. There, Muslims are a minority who live here, and they've been living peacefully for a long period of time. There were no issues. The Islamophobia started to happen in the 80s, 90s, and started to grow after this because some people, whether things, events that were happening overseas, and it started to come here to the States, and of course it exploded after 9/11. And people started to say what 9/11 happened because of Islam, not because of people who say that they are Muslim and committed crimes. And this is what we in general, as Muslims, we live here. We're frustrated with this because we never call anybody with their religion when something terrible happened. When people commit a crime, there are lots of crimes that were committed here, terrorists and otherwise, and people never questioned what the religion of the perpetrators were. But when it comes to a Muslim, the very first thing, oh, they're Muslims, they can do that. And that's what really frustrates us as Muslims. There are good people and bad people in everywhere. There are extremists in every religion, in every race, and they want to take things to an extreme. But for Muslims, right now we feel that the word terrorists are reserved for Muslims. So anybody who does even anything, oh, he's a terrorist. And that's what precipitated by people who have motives. Whatever their motives are, they continue to pin it on the Islamic faith per se. And we say, obviously, definitely 100% Islam as a religion has nothing to do with the actions of a few people, and there are extremists everywhere. As far as locally, we find many things that happen about Islamophobia per se, if we want to say this. It is not at a high level that happen. We see it in different places in the country, but we find people taunted sometimes in the malls, people shout at them in going to grocery stores, and people attack people verbally. In schools, we see incidents of children also taunting each other with names, calling each other names, and you're this or that, because they're Muslims, nothing else. And we see the discrimination against the refugees that are coming. The refugees are coming and settling here. We hear stories, many stories against that they are not treated the way everybody should be treated in this country. We have, even after, of course, the election cycle and what happened throughout the election, it heightened the Islamophobia and what people are saying and acting. And we've seen in our mosque, in the Islamic Society, people call and leave messages, very bad messages. And we got letters, like many mosques in the United States got letters, you condemn Islam and you have to go out, and many letters went to that. Nothing was translated, thank God, that nothing other than the verbal things happen. But I also have to say that we have very good people in this community, excellent people that are standing by the Muslims and saying that should not happen. The thing that we have here, the Jewish Voice for Peace, that they're standing up with us, and we know these people for a long time, and standing and say this should not happen, and nobody should be treated based on their religion and what people did outside or even in here should not affect millions of other people who are peaceful and living and they don't do anything illegal.
And it should be pointed out, I mean, we've referred to it in different ways, there are Muslims living in this community who've just been here for years and decades and ever, maybe their whole lives.
Yes.
There's also the refugee resettlement, which has its sort of own issues. I mean, not that there's any distinction there, but is there almost a different sort of fear that somebody might have of the refugees being resettled as opposed to your neighbor who you might have known for a long, long time and they just happen to be Muslim, but then now you introduce a new element of, you know, sort of outsiders moving in. Have you noticed that? Is that different or not necessarily?
It does play a, what happened and what the, and the, again, what happened in the election and raising the the fear about Muslims, being afraid of the Muslims, and what the president-elect said during the election cycle, that we want to ban Muslims from coming, we're going to stop the refugees from coming, we're going to have a registration specifically for Muslims. And people, even if they haven't this there in the radar screen for a long time, say, oh, okay, people are talking about this. And it happened many nominees for the presidency talked bad, very bad about Muslims. It was like the punching bag. If somebody wants to go up, I'm going to hit the Muslims. And that affects people, maybe subconsciously, maybe not directly. They're not bad people, but they have things in their mind. And that affects them. And that affects how they treat others. Some people, we live near people for very long time, live here in this community, and they have no problem and no issues. And they don't even think about the religion, and we have no problem whatsoever. But when they start to hear this, oh, there must be, your neighbor is good, my neighbor is very good, but the others, it's the others that are bad. Yeah. But we are all people the same. And then started to say, now we stress, I'm going to stop immigrants coming from countries. So again, people subconsciously, then must be the immigrants should be bad. And the people who are coming, the refugees should be bad. So that again, subconsciously, have this wall that they build, I'm not going to approach him. I don't want to have, and they're bad people. And that played into the Islamophobia, going back to Islamophobia and what's happening with it.